Security moms are the latest discreet group of influential voters in a long line. You'll know NASCAR dads, soccer moms, maybe you missed waitress moms, but no matter. We ask NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams to walk us through this particular political terrain. Good morning, Juan.
Good morning.
Why are these groups important? And did it begin with, say, John F. Kennedy, or does it go back as far as anybody can see?
No, it really is a phenomenon of the latter part of the 20th century. I mean, you can go back in time. Remember Franklin Delano Roosevelt back in 1932 talking about the forgotten man, people who were not being attended to by America coming out of the Depression. But what we're really talking about with these demographic boxes that we use today are ways in which politicians, much like advertisers, can slice the electorate and make specific appeals.
Do these groups go for the Democrats or they go for the Republican presidential candidates?
Well, you can basically make judgments about it. For example, NASCAR dads. I mean, the idea is that people think that NASCAR dads lean Republican. I mean, when President Bush had a group of the NASCAR drivers at the White House, he said he saw a lot of the White House staff Bubbas come out. And Bubbas is another reference, you know, to kind of white Southerners working to middle-class men who wanted to see NASCAR drivers in the Rose Garden.
So there's definitely an art to this, both coming up with the categories, naming them, and using the names.
Yeah, and I think it's better for politicians to leave it to the pollsters, leave it to the pros. I mean, office park dads. Basically, the pollster said these are men, increasingly men who were part of the high-tech economy, wired workers is another way to put it, who favored lower taxes, free markets, lived in the suburbs. That group, how do you appeal to that group? And so it becomes a matter of art for politicians, for political strategists, and for pollsters. Once you do it offhanded in the way that Howard Dean did, when he started talking about Southern white men with Confederate flags on the back of their pickup trucks, I think you're in for big trouble.
These names seem to have a certain ephemeral quality. You're often talking about the same groups, the same demographics, and then the subtle changes in how they're described and what catches on.
It really is true, Renee. You know, you think back to Jimmy Carter in 76, who was the first to talk about women as a specific group, especially women who are working outside the home. His group was called Working Women. And he said, you know what, we have to do more to appeal to the working woman in America today. The working woman has her own mind. She's not going to vote like her husband. That has evolved then into the soccer mom, and the soccer mom clearly was more affluent than what Carter was referring to as the working woman. Then you had the pink-collar waitress-type woman. I guess, you know, sort of a, it's kind of a takeoff on Thelma and Louise, you know, kind of a working-class white woman who doesn't have a degree, works as a waitress. You know, how is she going to vote? And can you reach her? Can you get her into the voting booth? And then you have today the security mom, who's a combination of the soccer mom and the pink-collar female worker.
Well, bottom line, are these groups decisive, really?
Boy, if you want to win the presidential race in 2004, Renee, I would suggest that you appeal strongly to suburban white females in battleground states, also known as security moms.
Juan Williams, also known as Morning Edition senior correspondent. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, Renee.
Coverage of the presidential race, and that includes political columns by senior NPR reporters and editors, is at npr.org.